Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, one of the major bills pending in the Congress right now is the defense bill, the NDA, the National Defense Authorization Act. It's $777.9 billion. Let's call it, what's a tenth of a billion among friends? Let's call it $780 billion. This is what funds our military. It has a 5% pay increase for the military. I remember when I was in the Navy and we'd get an increase, we always got it around election time. I remember we got one in 1970 and we got one in 1972. It was very welcome. You know, inflation right now is up in, it's creeping up. This 5% is liable to give the troops and the sailors some hedge against inflation. That's about it. You don't make a lot of money in the military, but you're performing a great service for your country. And I salute my fellow veterans. So why wouldn't it pass? For 60 years, it's passed with bipartisan support. It's a no-brainer. The amount's been agreed to. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard signed off on it, gives them what they need. We need ships. We need missiles. We need bullets, guns, uniforms, training. We need the whole schmear. We are and should always be the most powerful country militarily on Earth and in the history of the Earth. It's the only way you sustain liberal democracy. Now, so what's going on? The Republicans filibuster it. I'm not kidding. Now, would you think maybe that Sinema and Manchin would vote to overturn a filibuster for the defense bill? I mean, would you think? West Virginia has the highest percentage of Medal of Honor winners by population of any state in the country. These West Virginia boys are hardcore, and I knew some of them. They're very good guys. I think their great-grandfathers were moonshiners and drove around the mountains at a high rate of speed with revenuers after them and a rope seatbelt. These guys are fearless. I'm not kidding. And they're trapped on a hill somewhere, and guys are coming at them. They'll just blast away. They would like the National Defense Authorization Act. I know they would. Where's Manchin? Moscow Mitch even said privately, and to his embarrassment, he won't comment on this. He doesn't deny it, that he said that he thought that Schumer and the Democrats were nuts for not getting rid of the filibuster. He said he would, and he will next time. Next time he will. If the Democrats filibuster something, he'll get rid of it, and they'll obey him. Nobody obeys Schumer. They'll obey him. They will obey him. He already got rid of it for Supreme Court appointments and cabinet appointments. When Trump put in some crooks in his cabinet, some right-wingers in the Supreme Court, he knew that he couldn't get 10 Democratic votes, and some of them, he didn't get any Democratic votes. He said, well, we're going to suspend the filibuster. So where are Manchin and Sinema on voting rights, and where are they on the defense bill? Where's Manchin on the defense bill? Come on, guy. Well, Manchin's going, well, we have to have bipartisanship. That's baloney. Moscow Mitch doesn't need bipartisanship. He didn't need it last time, and if he gets in again, he won't need it the next time. There are two real hangups and one potential hangup. This is what they're holding out for. Some of them want Biden to sanction the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline, goes from Russia to Germany under the Baltic. And in May, Biden waived any objections to it to help Germany. Germany got down on their knees and said, we need this. They were crying crocodile tears. There already is a pipeline that goes through Ukraine, through Kiev, and Kiev gets the revenue from having it go through. Russia wants to bypass that and just go under the Baltic and into Germany. Okay, I like Germany, and I want to help them out a little bit. I myself would not have waived the sanctions, but he did waive them, and have Cruz and the rest of them say, we're going to filibuster this thing until you jump to our command is wrong. The second thing is Rubio, the anchor baby Cuban anchor baby from Miami, from Florida. He goes, I feel bad for the Uyghurs in China. So I want to put a thing in this bill that says that we're not going to let any goods made by Uyghurs under forced labor come into the United States. Well, right now, there are plenty of protections. We try to have protections for that kind of thing. But Schumer and Moscow Mitch go to Rubio and they say, look, there is a law that we can't get around that says that a financial authorization bill must originate in the House. Originate, not just pass the House. We can't pass it and then they do it. No, it has to originate. And that provision didn't get put in the House. So if you insist on that, we have to start all over. And January 1, the military runs out of money. January 1, the military runs out of money. And there's no way you're going to get through the House and then back. So let's put that as a separate bill. And the anchor baby Rubio goes, no. Well, first of all, look, I don't like what China's doing to the Uyghurs. The Uyghurs are Sunni Muslims. There are a lot of Uyghurs in Afghanistan who are killing people, just like the Taliban. What I hope is it suddenly occurs to them, because there's a 40-mile border between Afghanistan and China, that some of their cousins are being mistreated over there and go and attack the Chinese. That's what I hope. But to hold up our defense bill, because that's the way that China is dealing with this, the Uyghurs not too long ago had suicide trucks that went through Chinese streets, just mowing people down till the driver was shot by the police. Now in France, they sort of tolerated that. We had something like that at Ohio State. You don't remember it. A guy went up on the sidewalk and hit an older guy trying to kill him, and the Manhattan bike path murders and Islamist terrorists mowed people down. Over in China, they take a dim view of it, and this is what happened. This is complex, but I don't want it in the National Defense Authorization Act. The third thing is, and this has not been the subject of filibuster yet, but the provision that women as well as men should be subject to the draft. That's a question that a number of people in the Republican Party and several of the Democrats want to handle separately. Fine, pass the National Defense Authorization Act. I want $777.9 billion, $777.9 billion large in the old weasel sack right away. Don't care about Rubio, deal with the Uyghurs somewhere else. Don't care about Cruz and Moscow Mitch, deal with Nord Stream somewhere else. If Russia keeps rattling its sword, I'll tell you what, that is going to get shut down. And in terms of the draft, some people say there should be no draft. Right now, the military is open to all women who want to volunteer. Should you leave it that way? I don't need to have the military run out of money by January 1st. Authorize the NDAA. Do not let the Republican Party keep filibustering. And word to Manchin, you have some of the bravest veterans in the country, the Medal of Honor winners in your state. Every other state does too. We have them in Wisconsin. They have them in California, New York, Mississippi, Vermont, and Massachusetts. But per capita, there's more of them historically in West Virginia, and they ain't going to like it if they find out that their guy let the military run out of money January 1. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.